Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 310 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 4th is analyze whether you stand out for the right reasons or fit in for the wrong reasons. Are there any changes you need to make in your life to stand up more for your principles and values? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. One of the things we often look at in many different situations is what are the results going to be if I make a certain decision or take certain actions? And results are great, but we must make sure that we are focused on the results that we truly want to produce. In the world of politics, politicians often make decisions according to how many votes they will get. In the business world, managers often make decisions based on how many sales they will be able to make. In the world of education and athletics, we often make decisions based on what will produce the most results in terms of grades and test scores, or games and championships won. And on the surface, there's nothing wrong with any of these things. Getting votes to be elected, making sales to run a business, getting good grades or winning championships. But when those are the focus and the driver of our decisions, we are focused on meeting the standards of worldly success. And on the surface, these may be the things that appear like we want in our lives, but they will never be able to produce soul success. Soul success can never come as a byproduct of worldly success. However, worldly success can come as a byproduct of soul success. So why is this important? As we have established when we talked about having a vision and pursuing our dreams, when we look at the end of our life, or we look at the thoughts and feelings of other people who have neared the end of their lives, we see that it is not those external achievements, accomplishments, and possessions that are most valuable to them or cause the biggest regrets in their lives. It is the internal results of soul success, which create the most value and are the cause of the greatest regrets. Oftentimes, when we talk about fitting in, we are talking about conforming to the norms and standards of the world. So many of us don't actually think for ourselves and truly know the principles and values of our integrity. Instead, we participate in groupthink and simply get in line with the rest of the crowd and follow along so that we do not draw attention to ourselves. And while this may make us feel better in the moment, in the long run, it is not going to produce the results we need in our soul. Instead, we must stand out away from the crowd and avoid conformity in order to get the results that will give us fulfillment in the long run. But this is not easy. The right things to do are often the hardest things to do. And again, as we have been talking about, there's a tremendous amount of courage involved. So the tool that I want to encourage you to use today to live by principles is to have the courage to be a majority of one. Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, said, quote, "One person with courage makes a majority," end quote. What Andrew Jackson was saying was that living by principles does not require us to look at the results of what the majority of people in our workplace, in our community, in our society will believe in and accept. Rather, we need to look at the results of, will my actions fall in line with the principles and values of my integrity? If so, then that is the only majority I need in order to produce the results that will allow me to experience soul success. This inside-out tool of acting with courage to be a majority of one will allow us to live by our principles, whether we are standing in a crowd or all by ourselves. So how about you? Can you analyze whether you stand out for the right reasons or fit in for the wrong reasons? Are there any changes you need to make in your life to stand up more for your principles and values? When we know our integrity and are intentional about living by our principles, it is still hard to do. And when we are not intentional and do not have any awareness of our principles and values, it is nearly impossible to be the best version of ourselves. And it also makes it very difficult to build relationships of confidence and trust with our students and athletes. But acting with courage to be a majority of one will lay the foundation for those trusting relationships, and it will help us increase our impact on the young people we work with by improving by 1% and giving them a better version of ourselves every day.